chime in call. This is our last session for the ninth month. This is session 9, and it's the end of session 9, actually. So we're going to hopefully have Kat on to do her presentation, but in the meantime, I'm Kelly Sullivan Walden, program co-director of Chime In, along with Susan Johnson, and just going to give our little overview mission statement. Chime In, I Am the Change, is an international youth-based, youth-driven, mentor-supported initiative that engages aspiring, compassionate leaders of the world by promoting self-responsibility, endowing cutting-edge leadership skills, and providing a platform to chime in and make a positive difference in the world. And Simran, if you can read my screen, I don't know if you can, but could you read our core values? Can you see those? See, Simran? Oh, I'm going to make sure that your mic is live. So bear with me. Simran, yeah, you're live.
All right. So, our core values are collaboration. We believe that all hands on deck is the way of operating and that the whole is larger than the sum of its parts. Humanitarian, we believe in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and that all people deserve to be treated humanely. Action-oriented, we believe in rolling up our sleeves and doing the actual work required to create a sustainable change. Nobility, we believe that there is a hero within all of us, and we are connected to our higher purpose. Our nobility shines through. Global impact, we believe in real-world service that leads to a sustainable result that has a global ripple effect. And empower, we believe in co-creating an empowering environment that shapes and inspires the change makers and leaders within us all.
Thank you, Simran, and it's so great to be able to see you. So I just invite anybody else who is listening, if you have the webcam functionality, please put on your webcam so we can see you as well as hear you. So as we do at the beginning of our calls, let's just do a little centering meditation for a moment. So I just want to invite you to close your eyes and just take a few deep breaths. Allow yourself to let your exhale help to remove any distracting thoughts, anything that would try to pull you from this precious present moment. Allowing yourself to just let go as much as you possibly can of everything, all the good, the challenging, the in-between, all of it. Let everything go as much as you possibly can so that with these next in-breaths, we can breathe in a sense of infinite possibilities. Nature abhors a vacuum, so as we deliberately let go, anything that would filter or get in the way of us fully being present here and fully being present in our lives, when we let that go, we make room for that which we prefer to come in. So let's deliberately choose to breathe in a sense of peace that passes human understanding, a sense of connection to one another because we are connected to one another. Sense of being on the tippy toe of the edge of this moment, not knowing what is in store for us during this next hour and some change time. Knowing that something is in store for us and we want to be alert to it. We want to be present and aware of it. Sometimes there's wonderful things that are going on in our lives and we're distracted. So we want to be fully present so that we can receive the gift of what is here for us today. And with every breath, we just breathe in our awareness of who we're gathering with. These young leaders, whether they are listening live right now or they'll listen later in an archive, and our adult mentors as well, we are an international group of change makers. that have said, yes, the change is me. We're not necessarily at all going to put that on hold, waiting for something or someone to give us permission. We are using our talent, our will, our time, our energy to make as positive a difference on this planet as we possibly can, locally, globally, everywhere. That's our intent, and we gather at this moment at the end of stage 9 of the hero's journey, which is all about the return, and we are preparing to complete our journey. We only have a couple stages left. Let's just drop into what it means to come full circle, what it means to bring our gifts and talents back home. Be willing to actually take it the whole nine yards. There's a saying that I heard. It's called, it's kind of a term called border patrol, and it's not necessarily about the literal meaning of it, but it's usually about right when you get to the edge, right when you get to that threshold where you're about to make it to the home stretch, there's often gridlock. There's often stuff in the way. There's often reasons that people say, nope, go back. It's too hard. It's too much. You've come this far. Just isn't this enough? And if you can make it past Border Patrol, if you can make it through the finish line, then you actually get to complete the hero's journey. It's a very important stage that we are in. Let's allow ourselves to drop all the way into it and become present to what it represents. Some of us are coming around. Some of the youth ambassadors are completing their projects. Some are still figuring out what they're doing or just getting started. But there's a bit of a, we've been here for a while. We know what we're doing. And there is something that is completion oriented right now. So let's just allow ourselves to be as present as possible to this stage. Just allow a moment of silence to just connect with any particular intention that you have for this call. Just have that prayer before yourself, and also contemplate a prayer that you have for the other people in your lives, that you work with, people you go to school with. And let's just expand that prayer, that blessing out in all directions, just to include every single being. Do that with the power of our intention. In some way, this ripple effect is touching lives. So with gratitude for this, and so much more, we come into this call. So thank you so much. We open our eyes and in gratitude. So, before we really get started, we have Krista on the line from the coaching program that's been going on kind of behind the scenes, the Connective Leadership Program. And I just talked with Kevin Walsh. As some of you know, he's the one that's heading the doctoral program that these coaches are a part of. And he just came back from presenting the work that he's been doing with you all in Barcelona. He shared this at the National Conference, Leadership Coaching Conference, and Krista will tell us a little bit about that. But basically, he said he had raving things to share about how it went. So, Krista, are you there on the line? Can you hear us?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yes, thank you for being on with us and for all that you and your team have been doing behind the scenes. I've been hearing such wonderful comments about how the coaching is going. So let's hear from you.
Wonderful. Well, it actually has been a very fulfilling project. I think that we're seeing so much development, not only within the youth ambassadors, but also just very fulfilling for ourselves individually because of what we are seeing coming from each individual and how hard that they're working. So I would like to share with you, now that the case has been completed and it was presented at the International Leadership Conference, I'd like to share with you what it was that we presented and how that information was received. So if you don't mind, I'm going to just take a moment and just recognize our research team, which included Dr. Kevin Walsh. It included myself, Krista Icona, Jason Plunkett, and Mike Icona. We are all doctoral candidates that will be graduating in May of 2016. And the project, the way that it was established, was we had a vision for that project, and that was to cultivate world peace by coaching youth ambassadors to become connective leaders. And our goal was that youth ambassadors have enhanced capacities in two self-selected leadership styles that were chosen on their own after they took the connective leadership assessment. And the hopeful impact that we would see is that there would be improved leadership capabilities, improved leadership collaboration, increased self-confidence, as well as that they had developed strategic leadership visions. And the one thing that was amazing about this project was we met our goal as a team, but in addition to that, we started to see the transformation of the individuals in the period of time that we were coaching them actually come to life. So we could see them becoming connective leaders during this period of time, and we continue to watch some of those leaders use connective leadership to actually cultivate world peace. So it was a very exciting, before the project started, it was very exciting to set those goals and parameters, and our final impact, what we wanted from it, but then to actually go into the study parameters and see what would happen next. So we started with 10 to 12 youth ambassadors, and they were selected to participate based upon their passion, their open-mindedness, and desire to develop leadership. We did have 9 individuals that participated in the International Leadership Conference. We had 2 of the assessments that were conducted through Connective Leadership, one prior to coaching and then one after coaching. So the way that the parameters were established was that each participant was going to engage on a online session to learn about the model. And that was approximately a 60-minute session. Some did it through webinar, some did it through a different type of a meeting, but they actually were given an opportunity to see this back in the March-April timeframe with Dr. Kevin Walsh. And then from there, after taking the assessment, the participant was actually allowed, and I'll call it, say the youth ambassador here, was actually allowed to select 2 achieving styles for leadership coaching. And those 2 achieving styles didn't necessarily mean the ones that they performed the lowest in. It meant styles that they found of most value, so something that they felt like that they could use as emerging leaders moving into their next steps in life. And each of them had some minimum coaching requirements with regards to the number of sessions as well as the amount of time, and they all qualified. And finally, with regards to the study, we had most of the individuals participate through Skype or over the phone. We did have the ability to have one participant meeting face-to-face just due to proximity here in Los Angeles, so that was very exciting. And all of the individuals received their coaching over a 10-week period, so there wasn't one person receiving more or less than anyone else. And as the leadership conference opened, one of the exciting things that we were able to share was we were able to share a biography as well as the coaching experiences that the youth ambassador presented back to us as the research team on how they felt about the process. And I was so delighted to hear where each individual felt as though they had received some of their benefits, how they felt as though it impacted their lives, and where they felt it would be part of the, you know, their future and their life going forward. And in speaking with my particular youth ambassadors, I know that they're actually using it day to day. They feel as though this has now become embedded into something that they would like to use as young leaders. And I find that to be so exciting because the connective leadership model is a very amazing, you know, research proven model that shows that if used appropriately in any situation, you can actually move throughout the model, and you can use any behavioral style that you'd like to use. And the one exciting thing is by the end of most of the coaching sessions, we saw that the youth ambassadors would be able to recognize what it was they were doing and very intentionally explain why they were doing it. So that information was absolutely wonderful to hear. I did mention in the beginning when we were talking about when we originally were talking about they'd selected two styles to participate in being coached on directly. And once they took the first assessment, and from the time that they took this first assessment to the second assessment, which would have been over that 10-week period of time, we saw an increase over that baseline of 24.3% increase of use of that style and seeing how that style actually impacted their ability to be a leader. So that was extremely exciting. 24.3% is a very impressive number. They should be so proud of themselves. In addition to that, what was even more exciting was there were still seven remaining styles that they weren't necessarily getting their weekly coaching sessions on, but they still increased 9.4% in those styles as well. And to know that such a big impact happened in such a short period of time, I'm extremely hopeful that as we continue to participate in this project and as we continue to work with the youth ambassadors, that they will see that the model is something that is very flexible and it does allow them the opportunity to use what works in the moment and what feels best to them in the moment and to actually really be themselves as a leader. And I know that that has been something that has been shared, is there's not any rigidity to the model. It is truly being used as is best seen fit for the individual at that moment in time. So I just have to say congratulations. The International Leadership Conference, when it was presented, it was in awe. The youth ambassadors were so, I don't know how to explain it. I think most people felt like that they had proven that regardless of age, we do have the ability to have connective leaders throughout the world, and we have the ability to have connective leaders at an age that maybe we hadn't previously tested in this way. And when the results came out, people were so excited to see the interest, the passion, and the opportunity for them to continue to use these styles and become leaders in the future, functional leaders in the future, and just amazing contributors to both not only to both their local and to their global projects. So I wish that I could have been there, but my understanding is that it was that the room was just filled with a sense of just cheer and excitement and almost, goosebumps, just that feeling of this is, it was so awe-inspiring that it was an incredible, incredible opportunity to share.
Wow. I'm getting this sense of the ripple effect, Krista, and how what you've been able to monitor and kind of find statistical evidence around is just what's here and now, but we don't know how this will ripple out into the future. And maybe we can hear from Simran. Were you able to get some of the coaching? Were you one of the ones that was coached? Oh, I can't hear you. Are you muted on your end? Simran? Oh, you are. I'm sorry. Now you're open. Now you're on.
I actually was coached, and I was coached by Krista. She was my connected leadership coach.
So how was that for you?
It was amazing, to be honest with you. I'd never done a test of the sort that connected leadership model actually was. And, the first time I did it, I didn't really understand what each term meant and what was, what I had to work towards. But when we looked at the model closely and we actually started kind of, understanding what each and every aspect meant, I felt like I could relate to the whole model. And when we started my training, the two goals that I chose to work towards were my lower scores. And by the end of it, not only was I, doing better in them, mine were intrinsic, which is along the lines of self-motivation, and being vicarious. And when I started working towards them, I was, testing them completely in different places. I was doing them in school. I was doing it, when we were out with my family. And it really brought a lot of change in the way I planned, in the way I executed my projects, in the way I actually just lived my daily life. And by the end of it, all of my scores had gone up, and that was the best thing to see, that, you could actually see the development before and after. And I also, got to experience a lot more through the model.
How interesting. So just so I can feel a little bit more, because I know it's hard to get inside your world, and I so want to. Mm-hmm. I so wish I could just kind of do like a mind.
Oh, I wish I could too.
I know. But so vicarious, in your own words, like what does intrinsic and vicarious mean to you if you were explaining them to somebody who has no clue? I have a tiny clue, but.
Yeah. So to be intrinsic is to be self-motivated, to want to kind of set yourself, set up some goals for yourself and to meet those goals, but then want to do better each and every time. And the part of being intrinsic is to actually set realistic goals, goals that you know you can achieve, goals that you know are flexible. And at the end of the day, if you don't complete them, you shouldn't feel disheartened. You should feel proud of the fact that you've gotten somewhere and leave the rest for a new day. And that's kind of what, intrinsic is. And for me, what I felt was that when I set a goal and I didn't meet it, I was disheartened. But by the end of it, I kind of learned how to gain flexibility in what I planned for each day. And actually, I ended up doing even more than what I used to plan. So it taught me how to balance, but it also taught me how to not stop my level of achievement for that day. And to be vicarious is to basically, I would say to be happy for people around you, to be happy for your own achievements, and to want to kind of link yourself to someone else's achievements. And, you might not be the person that might be in the light when, your fellow colleague or your fellow person is out there, but secret, like in the back, that you're happy, at the end of the day, that you were there for them and you were able to help them. And sometimes, in life, when you help someone, you feel like you haven't had the opportunity to receive the same amount of you know, appreciation or love back from them. And that's something that can be a little hard for a lot of leaders, is when they see someone go ahead but not turn back and look around for them. And that's what I looked at vicariousness as. It's they have to have this real sense of accomplishment when people around them succeed as well. And it doesn't matter if they look back, because at the end of the time, you knew that you were a good mentor. You gave them as much of the encouragement as you could have. And now they're ready to take their own footsteps and go ahead. And that's the two that I'd work towards. One was sort of internal and more towards me, and one was more external for me, which was towards other people.
I'm so impressed. And I noticed that when I sent out the email about Katie, or actually when Katie, our Australian Youth Ambassador, you know, shared about her success with the completion of her project, you were the first one to say, way to go, Katie. So that,
yeah,
was, that would be part of your vicarious, right?
Yeah.
Being proud of
mm-hmm.
her. That's
yeah.
great. I got the chills on that. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Krista, I and Simran and all of you who participated, is there anybody else who's listening who got to participate? Let's see. I don't know that Jeetan, I don't think you had a chance to participate, because I think you were in Nepal during this. Is that true?
Yes, yes. I didn't get to participate, but I really feel like I should now. After
yeah,
listening
I know.
To everyone. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I'm thinking, Krista, for sure, that as Susan and I have been talking a lot about and Mara and Steve and Dana and our whole core team have been talking a lot about next year's program and what we keep, what we don't, and how we improve upon this. And all of you, by the way, will get an assessment to evaluate what, so that you can chime in about what you liked the best and what you didn't, and so that we can improve as we go along. But we really love the impact that the coaching has had on our community, and I think this is something that we've got a long, happy partnership together going into the future. And I think we want to add to it by Susan and I and Jeetan. If Jeetan will be a mentor for next year's Youth Ambassadors, as you, I hope you will be too, Susan. I mean, Simran. That we'll all continue with this work in some way. So, Krista, is there anybody else who you can raise your hand by pressing 1 if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to make to Krista before we let her go back to her busy world? I'm looking, I don't see any hands raised. Going once, going twice. Krista, is there anything you want to say in closing?
I would just like to say, you know, because I did have an opportunity to work with Simran, I could share one more thing that maybe she didn't specifically speak to, which was I challenged her to each week when we would go through our coaching to actually share with me how she would use different styles and when they became most appropriate. And while she was one of those that had improved significantly in each style, she is somebody who knows the model so well that she can say, it was time to use my power. It was time to use competitiveness. It was time to be interesting. It was time to be collaborative. And she could use them independently. She could use them together. And so I agree with you. I do think that even in the period of time that we had to do the coaching, there was so much that was learned by each individual. I think that this is a project that, if welcomed, I believe that connective leadership is an amazing tool that can make benefit, you know, can benefit each one of these individuals for the rest of their life. And I plan to stay connected with my coaches, and I would really love the opportunity to be able to work with you guys in the future to have more individuals have an opportunity to go through the program. So please feel free to reach out, whether it's through Kevin or you have my contact information directly as well. I have my advanced certification, and I would just love to be part of this. It was an amazing experience for me personally, and I'm going to be at the event on Sunday. So if given an opportunity, I would be more than happy to share some of this information with anybody else that would like to hear about it as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm so looking forward to getting to meet you, Krista. And for those of you who don't know exactly what she's talking about, let me go. I'm going to just pull this really quick. This is our on Sunday, the day after Halloween, is the Dia de los Muertos. It's the day where you celebrate and honor your departed loved ones. And we thought, since we're going to Guatemala, even though this is more of a Mexican celebration ceremony, there's a lot of Guatemalans I know that celebrate Dia de los Muertos, and we thought it would be a great day to do a fun fundraiser, and share about what we're doing, share about our program, and raise some money so that we can build as many houses as possible and pay for the tickets for as many of you all to fly out to Guatemala and participate in that. So I'm so excited. I know Mariah is going to be there, and Benjamin will be there, and myself, Mara, Steve, Susan, and maybe Leanne, and maybe Jessica. We're going to get to meet Krista. I'm so excited.
Yes, and you might be able to, I know you'll be able to meet Mike as well. He is going to be joining, and then there's a possibility that Jason will be there as well. So all of us are very excited. It's local, and it will definitely be something that if we can, I know at least Mike and I will be there, so we will definitely be looking forward to meeting everyone we can. And just congratulations. You know, you said it best, Kelly, when you were talking about, you know, we really do need to celebrate some of these small wins that we get in life. And while there are so many different points of leadership throughout our life, this was a small win. And I just encourage each of the youth ambassadors to just, you know, keep in the back of their mind that while the study is over, we are still here. Whether or not I worked with you, or if you just want to reach out and you would like to start, you know, coaching, I'm still here, and this is something that I have an amazing passion for. I believe in the cause. I believe in what we are trying to do with our young adult leaders, and anytime, I'm more than happy to extend my services so that we can see more individuals get the benefit. So congratulations to each of you guys. You worked so hard, and you deserve so much recognition for what it is you guys have accomplished.
Thank you so much. Susan, any last words that you'd like to say to Krista on behalf of this whole experience? I don't know if you're muted or not. I think you're live. I think your mic is on. Oh, no, it's not. Shoot. Okay.
Back?
You need a set of arms. There you are. Susan, you're on. You're on.
No worries. I figured you'd find me sooner or later.
Yes.
No, Krista, please thank Kevin and the rest of the team. We so appreciate everything you've done, and truly a part of what we hope to accomplish was helping our youth ambassadors develop personally as well as make a difference in the world, and this has just been an outstanding way to do it. And we just love Kevin, and I look forward to seeing you. I'll be out there, so I look forward to meeting you on Sunday.
That sounds fantastic. And you guys have a wonderful meeting, and thank you for inviting me today. And, you know, thank you again for just letting us be a part of this opportunity.
We've only just begun. Isn't that a song? We've only
just begun. That's right. I'm not a good singer, but I have it.
We all need a song. I'm so grateful.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm so moved and so touched, and I'm especially excited to get to meet you. And for those of you who won't get to meet her in person, I'll give her a hug for you. So, Simran, I'll give Krista a hug on your behalf, an extra one. Okay, thank you so much, Krista.
All right.
Have an incredible
day.
Guys, give the rest of your team a big hug from me, and I'll get to do that on Sunday. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day, you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Moving right along. So there's a few things that we want to talk about today. Kat was going to be on our call, and she's not. I'm hoping that all is well with her, so we'll just move on. I know one of the things, just in terms of curriculum, I want to invite you all to go, just so that, let's just do this. If you go to our website, thechimein.org, and you click on Program Sessions, and then you scroll down that page, we have an icon for each month. Basically, each month is coordinated with each session. So January being the first month, the session 1, 2, 3. So right now we're in the 9th month, which is September, the very end. I'm sorry, 10th month. Pardon me. 10th month, and we're at the end. So this is where you can see the curriculum, and we're all about the road back here. And this month, we're talking about environmental sustainability. And this, I just want to remind you that you have this to look at so that you can become more familiar with the UN goals that relate to each what we're doing each month. So this one is about climate change, about environmental sustainability. And I invite you just to at least look over it so that you're familiar with it. One of my intentions for this entire program is that not only do you get coached, not only do you get supported in your personal projects, but that you also learn and have some kind of awareness that is deeper than the average person about the Sustainable Development Goals that used to be the Millennium Development Goals. So I invite you to go through these little packets, these curriculum packets, so that you can see a little bit about what these are about, and check those out. And let's see. One thing I want to bring up is this. There's this great video here. I don't know if you can all see this. It's a TED Talk by Rachel Botsman about collaborative consumption, and it's a very practical solution to environmental sustainability. I watched this video and I thought this is something I really wanted to share with our youth ambassadors. I'm not going to spend too much time on it right now, but it's really powerful, and basically it's about sharing electronics and sharing technology and sharing things so that we can live more sustainably. And this is the model. I'm just giving you a little overview. I also want to introduce you to, some of you may have heard of the Sea Shepherds. Paul Watson is a major hero, and just thought you should be aware of the work that he's doing to preserve the oceans and sea life. There's some great videos here to watch. The Story of Stuff. If you don't watch anything else except for The Story of Stuff, please do. That is huge. And then here we go with The Road Back. This is all about coming full circle on our hero's journey. We still have we have a couple more phases, but we're nearly the end here. So let's just get a little bit of sharing from the youth ambassadors that are on the call about where your projects are at so far, how you're doing, what's happening in your life. Simran, since we can see you, it's just so exciting. Maybe I know that you sent a little email update about some of the projects that you've been up to. I mean, it seems like every other week you have, I don't know how you could be more intrinsically motivated than you already have been, but apparently the sky's the limit. So maybe you can give us a little update on the projects that you've been working on. It's been multiple projects. It hasn't just been one that's been affecting your local community as well as global. So the mic is yours, Simran. Give us a little check-in about how you're doing, what's up for you.
So I've actually, as part of my journey, I've wanted to kind of do multiple things because for me, long-term projects are really, really good, and I love doing them, but I think when I do short-term projects, but I do a lot of them collectively. So what I'd done was
for this season, because this is the time when kind of everybody goes out and the weather is nice and it's cool and it's great outside. We do a lot of programs at this point of time in the year. So one of them that I just did very recently was that we shot a film. We made a movie. It was through Synergy. So that's my non-governmental organization here. It was me and 11 of my very, very close friends. 16 of my really close friends who were there. And we actually shot a movie about the new Sustainable Development Goals and how all of the goals actually affect our community and what we as a group have done towards them and what we want to do towards them. Because and part of the reason why I, you know, when the goals came out, I decided that I wanted to do this campaign was because I wanted, you know, the kids who were doing the video, but also just the people who are in our community to realize the importance of the global decisions affecting us as individuals. And by giving them the chance to be a part of the movie and to actually be in it, they were able to self-reflect on what they have done in their own ways towards the whole community. So that was an event that we did just about 2
Uh-oh. The audio just cut out. Simran?
Uh-oh.
No. All right.
Hello, hello? Say something.
I can't hear you either.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's better. We're good.
Hello.
Keep talking.
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So another thing that's happening the day after tomorrow, actually, is the Breast Cancer Walkathon. And what we did, I did a campaign in my school this week that we sold pink lemonade during our lunches, and we made pink lemonade. In fact, today, my best friend and I, we made, last night, we made 25 liters of pink lemonade for the fundraiser today. And we had a whole photo booth with the pictures, and people could come in and take pictures. And we also did, we made wristbands, we sold the ribbons, and we had a doctor actually come in and talk about breast cancer awareness for the girls in our school. So that was an event that we did this month, and that was in my school with my friends. And next month is because I've been nominated for the MS Women Award. You know, there's been so much going on for that as well with the voting, and you know, hoping that I can win because the women in there are so inspirational. I mean, one of the people who's nominated was actually a close friend of my teacher's. So, you know, it's a small world out here, and it's amazing how you know, how each and every woman in that, you know, in that award has actually changed so much in their own ways, from, you know, through their voices as radio jockeys to through their mind, body, and soul as yoga instructors. Just there's a lot of, you know, people out here who do so much, and it's great to be a part of that community.
Wow, Simran, yeah. That is amazing. So how can we see your movie?
I'm actually in the process of editing it right now because it is sort of like a home film is what I would call it, because we shot it, we did the storyboard for it, now we're editing it. So once I'm done with it, I will gladly share that with all of you, and I'd love if you watched it.
Of course we will. We will watch, we will share, we will send it. I'm so excited. I think that when we started off with the Dream Project, our very first getting in place was filmmaking, and to have young people talk about their feelings about these goals on film.
Mm-hmm.
And I think film, movies, videos are one way that like new media that gets spread around. It's one way to share a message that's fast. You know, I think printing a printed word, speaking out loud, and music. I mean, there's a way to be able to combine all of that in a
movie. Mm-hmm. In a movie, for sure.
And when I got my first initial inspiration to do this work, it was, wow, young people need to look at these goals, absorb them, and then express them in their way, in their own words, with their own creativity, to be able to speak to the hearts and souls of other young people so that it can spread, so that it becomes the coolest thing around. It becomes the hippest thing around. In fact, my goal with all of this is that if somebody, some young person isn't involved or connected to the sustainable goals, that they're just not cool. You know, that it's like you have to be part of the cool group, which is all doing this. So I think what you're doing is amazing. I can't wait to see your film. I'm so proud of you for making all these leaders of a lead, a leader making leaders of Pink Lemonade. And I mean, doing so much. I mean, so much. And I really, really cross my fingers that you win the UAE Woman
Thank
of
you.
The Year Award, Young Woman of the Year Award, or however. I know you're in the younger category.
Yeah.
How incredible! Wow.
Thank you.
Great. So, let's see. Susan, any comments from you before we move to Jeetan?
Yeah, no, agreed. And, you know, it's just wonderful to see, you know, people like you, Simran, and some of the others just really shining and doing incredible things. You guys are the leaders of the world. So we are just delighted. And again, I look forward to seeing the movie as well.
Oh, God.
Thanks.
Can't wait. Please, please get that together. Okay, so Jeetan. Jeetan,
yes,
talk to us about
here.
Your week, or what's new and happening in your world.
Right now, it's I think you know. Not.
And where's
much,
your webcam?
But, oh, my webcam. Hold on, let me turn it on. It's.
And if you could speak into your phone, that would be so great.
Okay.
Yay, I'm so bossy, aren't I? Speak into your phone. Show me your webcam.
Okay. All right, can you see me now?
Yes. Yay.
Yeah. So my update would be pretty much like I recently, after the fundraisers I had, I was able to raise like total of, you know, $5,000+. And after sending $5,000 last time, and then, you know, 2 weeks ago, we sent out, like, another $5,000 to finish up the project in Nepal. And it's going up, you know, really well. And also because of the current situation in Nepal, you know, and, you know, we had a really rough, you know, political problem going on. And, you know, now Nepal just passed a new constitution. You know, just had a new election, and I just found out that I just reading the news. Now we have first woman president in Nepal ever.
What?
And this is really
wow.
This is really exciting. I hope that you know it will get better, and you know everything will change soon. Beside that, I'm still trying to work with local community here, and especially schools, and trying to build kind of like a sister school partnership between my university academy and the school in here. And I'm in contact with some of the teachers and also the student, and they're really interested in doing so. So I was hoping maybe like, you know, I could kind of bring the idea of sustainable, you know, sustainable development goals into it, where students are not only like trying to build that relationship with school, but also, you know, the whole partnership could be founded under the goals. Like, you know, what can we, you know, do to, you know, build or foster that relationship at the same time trying to have a specific learning outcome. So I hope that will go well. I'm trying to set up a meeting this week to meet with the student and the teachers. So I think, you know, it's going well, and also it's, you know, slow and steady, but things are happening. And Also, I'm planning another trip to Nepal soon, so I might be there next year, March or April. March or April.
That's incredible.
So I think yeah, that's all I have to say for now. But I was gonna ask. I have some questions about the fundraisers for Guatemala, and you know, maybe if you can answer that, it'll be helpful. I was just looking into SparkLit, and I don't think we have raised a lot. It's just like 5,000 some, and I was just worried, like, you know, will we be able to raise you know, $57,000 in next 50 days or less than 50 days? Or if you could give us an update on how much, you know, we've been able to raise from outside source, or we
Absolutely.
have funders or donors, anything.
So here's our update. This is how much we've raised on our crowdfunding page. This amount for the $5,700 was based on like our big, like just like the thing behind me that says shoot for the stars or shoot for the moon, and at least you'll end up with the stars. So that's my motto. So the 5,700 represented the moon, and that was to get not all 14 youth ambassadors plus all of our adult mentors funded to go, so that we could all be physical volunteers, plus the building fees for 10 houses, and plus all of the additional fees of staying in. We have 2 nights stay in a hotel. There's all kinds of additional fees. So the 5,700 reflects our big, giant goal. We have actually 2 other budgets that reflect a medium and a small. So our smaller goal is Susan, I don't have it right in front of me. Maybe you could speak to this, but basically it reflects 4 or 5 houses instead of 10 houses, and we've decided that the adult mentors, me, Susan, Steve, Dana, and any adults that come, we're paying our own way. So our airfare has been taken out of that figure, and so basically what we've raised so far is we've got almost 2 houses raised. We know that we have somebody that says that they will, somebody that'll be at our event is going to pony up the money for another house, and then hopefully at least we'll have the money for another house. So that will be 4. So basically, the airfare is where we need support. So this is where you guys come in. I mean, as Susan and I have been harping on, like, kind of, you probably don't even hear us now because it just goes over your head. We need you to help pitch in on getting your airfare together via your own fundraising, via getting people to give a thumbs up, so that money goes in. Anything that we raise, I mean, by the end of our fundraiser on November 1st, and there's probably going to be several days following where people will still be chiming in. We're hoping to have we would like to be able to have the funds to be able to send you to Guatemala. We want to have at least a few of you there. So we need you guys to help out. We need you to help raise the funds at least for your airfare. Jeetan, I think yours is going to be pretty inexpensive. It'll be like in the $600 range. Simran, yours is a bit more expensive because it's coming from Dubai. I know that Susan said she would be your sponsor, and I mean, and I'll be your chaperone as well. So I don't know if this is, you know, we can have individual conversations with you after to talk about this, but do you feel like you can raise the funds for your airline or at least part of it so that we can meet you as close to halfway as possible? Ethan?
Are you asking me?
Uh-huh.
I don't think it will be a problem for me to do raise that much money. I'm thinking to do event, maybe sometime, you know, maybe end of the November, you know, hopefully that will raise, you know, my goal is to get up to $1,000 so I could, you know, do the whole 600 for the travel and give $400 for the building for the project. Yeah.
That'd be great. My consideration is, and I think that sounds wonderful, but just know that the cost of airline tickets goes up the closer to the date that we would travel. We'd be traveling on December 13th. So know that, you know, later in November makes it a little bit tougher. The price might be more. So if it's possible to do something sooner, then consider that.
Okay, sure. I'll rethink my plan. I'll probably have to do it in 2-3 weeks.
Gosh, your voice went really soft there.
No, I will try to try to do it earlier if that's the case.
Yeah, okay. And for everybody, I was just going to say, for everybody that's out there, know that, you know, I did a fundraiser here. We raised some money to be able to put down the deposit on the hotel. Kelly's got a big fundraiser. We've got silent auctions. We're excited. Benjamin's coming down. He's going to do a mural we're able to auction off. We have a movie star here in the States who's on a program that's very popular right now. He's allowing us to auction him off for a lunch. Is that on set, Kelly? Is that on set, or is it just a lunch somewhere? Do you know?
I don't think we specified, but maybe we should see if we could have it be on set. That might make it even more juicy. So we're not auctioning him off like he's going to become an indentured servant to somebody.
Yeah, no. It's just for a lunch. You know, he's letting us auction him off to have lunch with whoever the winner is. And we've got a number of other things, raffles and those type of things. So our goal, and again, you know, the hope is that Dana and Kelly and Steve and Mara, who live out that way, have worked very hard to get people who love to fund youth-type programs to come so that we can raise some of this money to get you guys there. We're doing everything that we possibly can. But, you know, again, the more help that you can give us in even small ways is very helpful. You know, just putting it out there, you know, a quick crowd fundraising or, you know, listen, I'm doing this. Can anybody sponsor me or can anybody help me out? Or, you know, for many of the tickets, like for Jeeton or anybody that comes from the United States or even the United Kingdom, it's not that expensive. In the scheme of things, $600 to about $1,000, you know, where, you know, we really want to be able to place some of that money on some of those farther places like Simran, it's going to be more expensive to get her here. So anything you can do, and remember, we have a place where they can give the thumbs up. This has not moved as much as it should, but every one of you should reach out to at least 25 people that you know and have them go on and give us a thumbs up. If we had 10 people go on and get 25 people to give us a thumbs up, you know, that's half of somebody's ticket. So it's not difficult. It's just one of those things you really have to kind of prod people to do.
So Simran, how is this landing on you? Do you want to have a private conversation off of the line, or do you want to chime in now about how you're feeling about any fundraising or getting there to Guatemala?
I mean, over here, it's actually it's illegal to fundraise. So what you have to do is you have to have a tie-up with a charity. And like I said, we were fundraising for breast cancer awareness, so we had to work for that about 2 months in advance because we have to go through and find an organization that's willing to take the money and then get that approved by the ministry here. So it's a long process. I wouldn't be able to fundraise fully. However, I probably would be able to, you know, do some events. And, I mean, I have family pitching in and so on and so forth. But the thing is that the, you know, as you said, as you go closer towards the date, it gets, I'm currently in the middle of, you know, figuring out how I want to go about this and so on.
Yeah, now we have an approved charity, just so you know. We are affiliated mm-hmm. with a nonprofit. Now, whether that works in
right.
Dubai or not, I don't know. But we do, the Celerity Schools are an official nonprofit, and they are the
right.
ones receiving the money for us. So that part of it is all set and ready to go if Dubai will accept a nonprofit from the United States. They do have their number. Yep, they're a 501(c)(3). So that's all done. So So you can certainly do that, and the money can go right to the Solarity schools. So that's not a problem.
In fact,
it's just getting that final permission.
In fact, Simran, if you can see the website here, this is the Chime In. Over here on the right, there's a sponsorship opportunities, and this is for everybody to look at. If you click on sponsorship opportunities, you see there's a place where people can donate and get a tax-deductible donation, make a tax-deductible donation. And Susan, we have all kinds of ways that people can support. And here is, let's see, where's Simran? There she is. So Simran, we have a little link here where people could click here to sponsor you. And this is an approximate figure about the airline fee. So this and whatever money they get, whatever money people contribute, it is tax deductible. And Susan, does a nonprofit in the United States, is that covered throughout the world?
What do you mean?
I mean, would they still get a tax break, or does it still have the same?
Yeah, now it depends in Dubai. Dubai, it will depend on what Dubai does with American tax write-offs. Their accountant will have to figure that out, but they will get the letter for donating to the charity. So,
but it is an official charity. It is, and
yep.
Let me see where I have it written down here
yep.
about where. Where did
yep,
I
it is an official
from?
Charity. So,
yeah. Yep, Solarity Global Development is our fiscal sponsor. So
yep.
That might help. So I would suggest to everyone who's listening that you set your goal at November 15th to get your tickets by then, to have your fundraiser by then and collect whatever fees by the 15th so that you get a decent fare for coming over. And we
yeah,
can talk
I'll
about
work
that.
With anybody. I'll work with anybody on your flight. So, you know, that I'm working with that now. So plan to work with me on your flights. And we'll look to try to get everybody down together. Like anybody that's coming through the United States, we'll look to get us all on the same flight or right around the same time. And Simran, you know, for you, for your parents, you can obviously, I'm more than welcome to have you come in here and spend the night, and then we take off the next day. So based on your time of flying, I'm more than happy to do that. I know as a parent, I'd love to think that there was someone meeting my child on the other end and helping them get there. So I'm more than willing to do that. I'm actually doing that with somebody here, and I've offered the same thing to Kat as well. So
awesome. So our goal is to have as many of you there as possible, and to build at least four houses together. So, and hopefully, you never know. Sometimes with these fundraisers, there's surprise donors, and things could be even better. But at least we're going to end up with the stars. So some version of what we're doing is going in fact to happen. And then we've also got we've inspired the Solarity schools to come with us. They're a school system out here in Los Angeles, and there's going to be about 40 students coming, and they're going to build 10 homes, and that was inspired by you all. So in some way you get credit for that, but it will be most especially great to have you there in person, and so that we can all meet each other and build houses together. So I want to have this be a relatively short and sweet call, shorter than our normal calls. Going forward, I know that time is of the essence. Everybody's got a lot of work to do. This is like I talked about Border Patrol. There could be a lot of like, how are we going to get through this? How are we going to do this? And really what makes the difference between the hero and the non-hero is just that the hero stays persistent, keeps showing up, keep setting small goals. I love what you said, Simran, about the intrinsic goals, being self-motivated and setting goals that you can that are realistic and achievable. I loved that. That's and not feeling bad if there's a day that goes by that you don't. Like, make sure that you have a sense of you're successful already. I heard an interview yesterday with one of my favorite authors. She wrote the book Eat, Pray, Love. You may have heard of this book, Elizabeth Gilbert. and someone was asking her, what does it feel like to be a successful author? And her response was so interesting. I love this. And I think this really applies to our group. She said, honestly, I've always felt like a successful author, even before I was one. I considered myself successful whenever I would write anything because I was writing. And I love the experience of writing, and I love what it does to me on a soul level every single day. So I was successful before anybody considered me successful, and I'll be successful even after people stop talking about me. My success isn't necessarily related to what anybody thinks about me or what kind of achievement I've received on any given day. It's a sense that I carry with me, and that probably has something to do with me having material success in this world, because I don't get in my own way feeling bad about myself. I don't spend and waste my energy feeling bad and being critical. So I thought that was wonderful, because you hear about so many people that do great things that in the back of their mind they beat themselves up and they feel like it's never enough. And I could relate to that. I've been there. But I really love the idea of our community already today already feel like you are successful, and that nothing in the world could add one bit more to that. It just might, you know, make other people be more aware of you. Like Simran, if you won the UAE Woman of the Year, that's not going to make you any more successful than you already are. More people will know about you and be inspired by you, but you're already successful. That's not going to give you success. And Jeetan, with your next fundraiser that you do for Nepal, you turning the Maya school into something that becomes replicatable throughout the world, that's not going to make you more successful than you already are. It will enhance your impact in some ways, but you're successful right now as you've always been and as you always will be. So this is for on behalf of our whole group. So feel that way now and take that sense of success into this week, and let's stick with it, and I'll see you all next week. And I appreciate your time, and Simran, it was so great to finally be able to really see you and hear your voice most of the time as if you were, like, sitting right next to me, and you're thousands of miles away. I love how small this world becomes. So, Susan, any last words from you before we close out? Oh, I have a picture of Tony Denison up here on the screen, by the way. He's our actor that we're going to be – he's our TV star that's going to be auctioned off at our event. Hopefully some lucky person will want to have lunch with him on the set of Major Crimes or The Closer. Okay, Susan, any last words from you?
No, it's great.
Okay. All right, so we'll be following up with you. We've got a lot to do this week. If you can, get yourself sponsored, raise some funds, get those plane tickets, and we can help you. Susan is really the direct contact for that kind of stuff. But I'm so proud of you all. So let's just sign out with repeating after me. I'm going to unmute everybody, make sure that we're all unmuted here. And okay, I think we're all good. Maybe not. I can't do this right now. Okay, so whoever is open, here we go. I am the change.
I am the change.
You are the change.
You are the change.
We are the change.
We are the change.
Go be the change.
Go be the change.
All right. Have a great week. Mwah. Bye.
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 You are currently the only person in this conference.